Hi, Mort. This is Shannon.
Hello, Shannon.
So I've listened to many of your best Q&As over and over, and I'm starting to see some reciprocation, small reciprocation of kindness from my obstinate spouse.
Great.
But I feel like when I see or, get some small acts of kindness, then I get the kickback and some negativity and more obstinance, and then we'll get a little more kindness and obstinance. And in some of your Q&As, you've said once we start to maybe see some reciprocation or kindness, this could be the beginning of a turning point. Is it common? Is it okay that I see these acts of kindness or reciprocation, then we get more negativity or venom, I like to call it, and then I'll see a
Yeah.
little more kindness and then
Yeah.
venom.
It's okay. It's
Okay.
okay. It's normal. I'll give you offer you two explanations. Number one, new patterns of behavior are difficult. It's hard to be consistent. It's hard to become somebody new. You guys ended up in this place. I mean, I don't know the details of your situation, but by the fact that you're in this program, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens because over an extended period of time, people get into the habit of treating each other in ways that are not productive, not healthy, very destructive. And old habits are hard to break. So you're obviously succeeding to treat your husband in a way that is inspiring him to periodically reciprocate. But you've got to really give it time for those moments to become habits that you see consistently and, repeatedly. So that's one reason why it's not unusual for people to, flip back and forth and revert. The second is, when you're dealing with an obstinate spouse, very often the goodwill you've created, the reciprocation that you're winning, is a reaction on their part to your efforts. You're succeeding to draw them in and create a connection. Sometimes it is against their will. Let's see how I can explain this briefly. I think you've all probably heard me talk about the fact that feelings, feelings we don't choose. They just arise. And very often our actions correspond immediately to those feelings without really much thought. So it's possible that an obstinate spouse who's decided that they don't love you, who's decided that they want out, who's decided that they're trying to separate and plan to file for divorce, it could very well be that you succeed by employing the principles and practices in the program to create interactions that elicits feelings in them that they didn't expect to feel. They didn't necessarily even want to feel them, but it's creating positive feelings, and those positive feelings are leading them to reciprocate, to extend kindness. It could be they're looking for relief on their conscience, so they reach out to you and create some kind of connection. But then that may have been reactionary. It may have been impulsive. They may not have really thought about that so much. After it occurs, or maybe after it occurs a couple times, sometimes they are reminded that, hey, that's not what I thought I was feeling. That's not what I said I wanted. I already staked my claim. I told her I don't love her. I told her I'm in love with somebody else. I told her I want out. I told her I plan to file for divorce. And I'm vested in that position. And so I've got to return and sabotage some of what I've done because I didn't mean to do it. And sometimes that's why there's this sort of vacillation back and forth between positive experiences and negative experiences. That's normal and that's okay. And at the end of the day, it's the heart that wins out. At the end of the day, it's the feelings that drive our decisions. Meaning, just to be clear, that nobody follows through with a divorce, a separation, whatever the case may be, because they at one point decided that's what they were going to do, if the feelings are no longer there to support that decision. In other words, at some point, the obstinate decisions will concede to the new feelings. And so just stay on track and continue to build that goodwill. Continue to cultivate those, you know, new positive experiences that are giving rise to those new feelings. And the more you do that, the more that that dominates your relationship, the more that that overtakes him, the more and more and more of his actions will be aligned with those feelings until such a point that, you know, he's consistent. Sometimes, by the way, the obstinate spouse never verbally concedes. It's too hard. It's too hard. They have to swallow too much pride. They can't even stand to hear themselves say that I changed my mind, you were right, I love you. They can't stand to hear themselves say it. But so what? Don't make them lose like that. In fact, one of the keys sometimes to getting through a successful reconciliation is trying to find a way to allow your obstinate spouse to save face. You realize it's not the easiest thing in the world for them to accept and concede to a reconciliation because it means they were wrong. To some extent, they lost. You won. And you've got to try to find a way to allow them to save face. Okay.